Dear people who keep company with God, I believe we are living in a time where the revealed Word of God is being heralded by heaven. What does the revealed Word of God really mean? In John 1:14 it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Of course, that is talking about the Lord Himself coming in the flesh and living on earth with us. One day, the Lord will return to earth, but in the meantime, He has given us the Holy Spirit to reveal the Word to us. In the past few years, I have begun knowing the Holy Spirit as the Revealer. In Ephesians 1, verse 17, it uses the phrase, "the Spirit of wisdom and revelation." And in Ephesians 3, verses 3 to 6, tells us that the mystery of Christ has been revealed by the Spirit. It goes on in Ephesians 3 to say that this revealing of the mystery of Christ will result in the manifold wisdom of God being made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, Ephesians 3:10. In John 1:5, it says, "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Ephesians 3:10 is to the church what John 1:5 is to Jesus. God intends to use the church to demonstrate His wisdom and power on the earth, just as Christ did when He walked the earth, John 14:12. This will happen through the Revealer, the Holy Spirit, taking what belongs to Christ and revealing and giving it to us, 1 Corinthians 2, 9-10, and John 16, verse 14. This is the fulfillment of "Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in and through us." A few years ago, I began to experience an acceleration in revelation when the Lord spoke 1 Corinthians 13:11 plainly to me. It says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." I immediately fell to my knees and cried out to the Lord for mercy. I saw that I had spoken from a childish understanding and thinking. I asked the Lord to show me my immature childish thinking, understanding of doctrines, theology, and so on. Since that day, I have been doing a lot of repenting, changing the way I think. It is paying off as I'm seeing the kingdom more and more, Matthew 4:17. God is growing me up as a son, Romans 8:14. A good friend, Bob Hare, had a dream that I believe heralds an opportunity for all of us to experience acceleration into the realm of the revealed Word of God. Here's the dream. In this dream, I was with a group of people that I was familiar with. We were standing by the shore of a lake or river. I heard someone say, "The captain called and said, 'It's on the way.'" When we heard these words, we all began to walk toward and ascend a flight of stairs to a balcony. There was no fear or panic, but joy and excitement as if waiting for the birth of a newborn. As I stood there on the balcony, I watched as a gentle tsunami of beautiful deep blue water rolled in and pushed the old brown dirty water away. Unlike a natural tsunami, the water didn't recede, but remained at a higher level. There were boats on the river or lake, and they were not swept away, but gently rose to the new level. When I awoke, I pondered the dream, but didn't understand the meaning. I knew it was from the Lord, and it was too beautiful to describe with our vocabulary. I knew that it spoke of something awesome that was coming. Here is some of the interpretation the Lord gave Bob. He said, "The water is the revealed word of God that will drive out the doctrines of men, false doctrines, religion, misinterpretations, opinion of man regarding Scripture, tainting of my word, mixture of truth and error, and perversion of my word." Many blessings, Byron.